Mask use has been a source of contentious debate throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, with questions raised over the efficacy and availability of the masks in Australia. Now, public health officials are pointing to masks and other face coverings as important ways to reduce transmission rates of the virus. While Victoria has now made masks compulsory in public spaces, other states are yet to enforce similar laws, despite proof of their effectiveness in reducing the spread. Alfred Cho has this report.
Recently, Victoria has been experiencing a surge in coronavirus cases. One of the public health measures the state has put in place is to make masks compulsory in public spaces, with individuals facing a $200 fine for non-compliance. However, information surrounding mask use has been inconsistent throughout the pandemic, and part of the confusion seems to stem from the wide variety of masks available and their potential efficacy. I asked Professor Brian Oliver, Associate Head of School at the School of Life Sciences in the University of Technology, Sydney, how they work in the fight against COVID-19.
They work because the person that is potentially infected isn't actually transmitting the virus through their mouth or nose. So they work, but in the opposite way to what people may expect them to work. So they limit the spread of infection rather than preventing someone from being infected. There's basically your fabric masks. There's your surgical mask, which are typically would be used in surgery. And they're the type of ones that prevent you as being the person infected from infecting someone else. And then there's a third type of mask called an N95 or P2. And they're the only ones that could potentially stop you from being infected.
At one point, there were even concerns that masks could be potentially dangerous due to misuse. But the message has since changed, according to Professor Brian Oliver.
I'm not quite sure what they meant by misuse. So the initial worry about masks was that if the public really panicked and they bought all the stocks of surgical masks and N95s, it means that our healthcare workers aren't protected. And if our healthcare workers aren't protected and they fall sick, there's no one in the hospitals and then everything falls over.
It's clear that masks do help, but how much? Professor William Rawlinson, Director of Virology at the Southeastern Sydney and Illawarra Health Service, spoke to us about their efficacy when used properly.
A properly fitted mask in a sort of hospital or sort of well-controlled environment can reduce spread over, you know, an hour or two enormously. It can cut it right down. A badly fitted mask out in the environment clearly is not going to be as effective as that. And so it is important that people look online at, instructions on how to fit them.
If masks are so effective, it comes to question why they aren't used more widely throughout Australia. Professor Brian Oliver believes it's all part of carefully managing existing supplies.
I think it is, but I think it has to be balanced out with the risk of contracting the virus. So in states like New South Wales, where at the moment the amount of transmission of the virus is quite low, you could create a lot of angst and anxiety and actually deplete stocks of masks when probably it's not going to make that much of a difference. Whereas, say, in Victoria, where there's quite high rates of virus, it makes an awful lot of sense for people to wear masks. It's about weighing up what happens if people wear masks and deplete stocks. And you don't want to get people to become complacent either. So I think you reserve mask wearing for situations where it's really going to be effective.
Professor William Rawlinson also believes masks' necessity is situational.
The reality in Victoria is they are seeing spread and they're doing a lot of things. It's not just about masks. And they're doing a lot of work at a public health level to reduce spread. So if other states are not seeing spread, and if other states aren't having cases come in from elsewhere, not only in Australia but elsewhere in the world, then they clearly make their decisions based upon what's happening locally.
With limited supply and a potential second wave of infections over the horizon, it seems masks are only part of the solution in an uphill battle against the COVID-19 pandemic.
Masks work, they do reduce transmission, and they're not 100%. So any discussion needs to be, masks as part of a control at a public health level.
Professor William Rawlins, Director of Virology, Southwest Sydney and Illawarra Health Service, ending that report by Alfred Cho.